Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
You've chosen this podcast platform to listen to the Flan, Ally and Spider Breakfast Show, and we thank you for that.
Yes, we do.
The Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops, one of the hardest working police forces in the world.
It's party town, Al, and they have to police it. I respect them for doing it.
What are they going to be? I mean, because the weekend always causes issues.
Yeah, they got crowd control issues at the footy, obviously. And it's been the price of food that have been getting fans cranky lately. I've seen a fair bit of reference to it online.
Yep.
I don't know about you, but is $18 too much for a chicken that looks like a half a bat?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Honestly, last time I had chicken and chips at the footy, it looked like the Hendra pack.
Yeah, it is. It is. They really need to calm down about the price of food at footy because all they're doing is pricing themselves out of sales. I
100%.
Mean, we're already paying to go to the game.
Yep.
Mm.
Just come up with cheaper options.
I can remember paying for two hot dogs, two hot chips, and four drinks, just Coca-Colas, and it was $48.
There you go.
Imagine if you had to go back twice.
You're getting change out of 50. That's all right.
Hey, money bags.
So no, it's okay. He's got a cleaner.
Hey,
that's how well he's going.
Triple M Gold family, if your name is Jenny, then there's every chance that one bloke has dated you.
Oh.
Because some people are continually attracted to people with the same name.
Yeah, dating three times the same name.
Over the weekend, right, Ali?
Yes, once, twice, three times and a Jenny.
Yeah. Right. We get to that coming up. And Spider, your spray, you're having a crack at yourself.
Yeah, I found something over the weekend and I thought, you know what, where have I been for 15 years?
Set me free.
So I've been under a rock. I've been a rock spider.
No. You probably get put in jail for doing
that. Rethink that.
Yep. And hang around for the big chat. We do a deep dive. We unpack all that there is with the lives of Ellie and Jono from Married at First Sight.
All right. I had a coincidence on the weekend. It freaked me out a little bit. And have a think of something that really freaked you out that was a coincidence in your life, right? Mm-hmm. Try and tell the story as short as you can because coincidence stories can go on and on a bit.
Right, yeah, wrap it up.
I had to go and buy something I'd never heard of on the weekends. My wife had invited people over to our apartment and have a bit of a tea. And she wanted to make sanchoi bao and she said, you've got to get the Marion's Kitchen flavour pack for sanchoi bao.
Mm-hmm.
Never even heard of both, right?
Yeah.
So I went to three Woolies and then the third one I went to, I said that I've got half an hour before the guests are arriving. Now, sanchoi bao doesn't take long to cook.
No,
right?
It's one of the greats.
It's easy.
You serve it up in it. It's a Chinese hamburger.
Yeah, there you go. And served in a lettuce. And I said to him, I've had a good mum's look, mate. They're not on the shelves. Can you help me find something called? He goes, what is it? I said, Marion's Kitchen Sanchoi Bao Pack. And he said, no, I've never heard of it. And then he looked down in his hands and he had a box of Marion's Kitchen
sanchoi bao
mix, which he ripped open and gave me two packs.
No way.
Wow. Wicked coincidence.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, good morning, Lincoln from Woolies at Stockland. You saved my ass. Did you have a coincidence?
Look, hard to think of one off the top of my head, but one that I love is when I was living in Hobart, this one day I saw these two adult female twins, identical twins, wearing exactly the same outfit.
I hate that.
Well, you're not expecting it of adults. Kids, yes.
No, even kids. And then don't get me started with people that actually dress the same as their kids. That's ridiculous.
Yes. But so that in itself, I thought, oh, wow, okay, two adults wearing the same outfit. The very next day, I saw two adult male identical twins dressed exactly the same as well.
As the girls
and I was like, that is, no, not as them, as each other. I thought, that's ridiculous.
What were the men wearing, Ellie?
I thought it was like a twins convention.
Oh.
Just the same jumper and same pants. Like, yeah, but they look like they're sort of, you know, in a time warp.
Yeah.
I just thought, well, that's a coincidence.
Yeah.
You're going to see, you know, even seeing identical twins adults 2 days apart, let alone wearing the same gear.
Yeah, true.
And a time warp in Tasmania. Yeah. That's a queen.
What about you?
I can't think of any. I'm just trying to think of one.
What about sitting next to the same person twice on a different flight? Ever happened?
No.
What about this one?
I thought that might have happened.
What about this one?
No, interesting, yeah.
Does this happen to you guys a lot? It annoys me because I always say
11-11.
Oh, yeah? You think about someone and then they ring you.
Oh, the same day, whatever.
And I'm like, because I'll always think of, you know, one of my girlfriends, Holly.
Yep.
I'll be like, oh, I must ring Holly. And then she bloody well rings me. before I do. And so she gets the credit for ringing.
It's That's like, your antenna up in the ether, they reckon, of the universe.
That happens a lot, though.
Mm, it
does. That always happens. Mm. Yeah, when you're just talking about bagging someone out. And then suddenly they ring. And it's like, one, you've got to be nice. And two, you can't just repeat what you've just said about them.
Well, we had it happen about 10 minutes ago in the studio. We were laughing about someone at work. And on cue, they walk past the window. The studio, and they're looking at us through the window going, oh, they're look how happy they all are to see me. Little do they know, we've just been bagging them out.
Yeah.
How was the Sanchez bow, just to let
you know? Well, it was great. And we call, now we call it Flanchoy Wow.
Oh.
Is that up myself or what?
I'll have a bit of Flanchoy Wow.
A little, a lot.
Who would ever want, what do you call it?
Flanchoy Wow.
Flanchoy Wow.
Oh. Serve that on my honeymoon.
Wow. Darling.
Yeah, it's a bit of sad. What is it?
Flanchoy Wow. It's better in Rabs's voice, isn't it? Yeah. Get a bit of Flanchoy Wow up you.
It needs to be, instead of choy, what about joy?
Flanchoy Wow. Hello. Allie even gave me a little left eye wink then.
Yes. So I can't help myself.
Or a bit of Flanboy Wow.
No. That's Pat Pong Road.
Flantoy Wow?
I think you're thinking of only Flans.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Here it is, amongst all that, it is the Flan Alley and Spider podcast. Enjoy. Just Maths.
Well, the reunion dinner was last night and it did not disappoint.
No way!
But
awesome.
The two most controversial characters on the entire night join us right now. Good morning, Jono and Ellie.
Good morning.
Oh, look, they're still bright, bubbly and happy. Let's have a listen to what you said, Jono, on the way to the dinner.
You had to kiss a toad.
You had to slay a dragon.
I had to slay a dragon.
Oh, you didn't hold back, team. And let's have a listen to what Ellie said about how she's feeling.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Because I have Jono.
So you're telling me that a couple actually made it?
Yeah. But they weren't actually put together first by the experts, and I reckon that's why the experts are narky about Ellie and Jono being together.
Yeah, because we took matters into our own hands, right?
Yes.
That's exactly what it was. Not a DIY show, guys.
I know, I think we missed the memo. No.
Yeah, it was a bit rough watching it last night, but we do feel very lucky that we met each other under pretty horrible circumstances. Like, it's a tough gig.
It's really tough.
What was the roughest for you watching it last night?
Oh, just how they cut it up and they make it look like...
Stop it.
Like, they make it look like we are loving Lauren being sad. Like, Lauren was sad because a few of the people at the table ripped shreds through her and she got really upset. It had nothing to do with Ellie and I, but they made it look like that for sure.
Yeah, it made it look like we had the time of our lives. But, you know, it was really nice to go back to the reunion with Jono. I feel like finally I got to sit next to someone who I actually like and, you know, we're in a real relationship.
Jono, I want to take you to task a little bit there, and I don't want to sound like John Aitken, the expert, but you did say she's a horrible person, that she's the worst person you've ever met. It's pretty hard to take that out of context.
I did say that, yeah. That's not out of context. I did say that. Like, Lauren was the most difficult person I've ever spent time with. And, like, she has come out now on a few platforms and said that the messages weren't flirty and that, you know, and that she doesn't think I cheated on her. But it's a little, like, she said on the Today Show the other day, but it's a little bit too late for us now. Everyone thinks we're horrible people.
So I will say, though, yeah, like the nasty, calling someone the nastiest person you've ever met, that's full on. Like, what sort of things did she do
to give
you that impression?
Edit.
Yeah.
You could see the text messages.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Should the experts be sacked?
Look, they're good at what they do.
Are they really good at what they do?
They're good at what they do and that they're actors, yeah.
Well, actually, I wanted to ask you that because
actors. What
they did say, I mean, they didn't hold back. As you saw on that edit, the experts actually said that they can't believe the way you two are acting. This is a different side of, you know, you two. You're not being tactful. They were shocked at your lack of empathy, Ellie. Are you saying that the experts are full of it?
That's ridiculous. Ellie has so much empathy and is so kind, but they were taking parts of her laughing from one part of the night and adding it to this part
of the
night. Yeah,
I found it very difficult to watch last night. I think I'm really horrified, certainly by some of the looks that were cut and pasted, but yeah, I am normally, you know, such a nice person.
So you think they've recorded that after, the experts' comments, they've recorded that after it? Because you're saying it was a big schmozzle of editing, and you were saying that Lauren was crying because other people were ripping into her
this
at the party.
Too much.
Who was ripping? Who was ripping into Lauren at the dinner party that we didn't see? They cut out of the edit.
Jaden. Jaden tore into Lauren. So Lauren, we sat down and Lauren started going at me, and Jaden just wasn't having it. And he was like, "Shut up, Lauren! You treated Jono like absolute."
Oh my gosh!
What else did he say?
There's some stuff I'm. Probably can't say that he said that.
That's why she was crying. Nothing to do with you two being a couple.
So she started. She started like looking really upset. And Sarah, she said to Sarah, "Oh, everyone hates me." And yeah, she was really upset about that. And then she kept going with her. You know, that the messages were flirty and that I cheated on her. She's since changed that because she knows I can just leak the messages if I want. So she did all the damage. She's very smart, Lauren. Okay. Like, I take played the game. Yeah.
One last question I'd love to ask you was, because you know you'd cop it when you came back as a couple, was it your choice to come in as a couple and be open with your relationship, or were you forced by the producers to do that?
This is
That's easy. And so we called the producers and said, look, Ellie and I, you know, Lauren made out like it was flirty. I felt the need to call Ellie and say, hey, we're in trouble. Like, they're making it look
you
like
laugh.
We
cheated. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did. Ellie laughed her butt off. And I was like, I just got roasted for 2 weeks. Like, I hadn't spoken to Ellie. Yeah. And then we ended up deciding to meet up when I was on the Gold Coast. And then, you know, things went amazing.
Well, one of the greatest things about this, and sad but great, and we know that the first Tuesday in every year in November, the race that stops the nation, well, it's the show that's going to stop the nation tonight.
Yes.
That is the finale of the reunion. It's going to be absolutely epic. We cannot wait for it. We've set the alarms around the nation to make sure we all catch this last epic show of Married at First Sight. We cannot wait, and we're so disappointed it's going to be over tomorrow.
Well, two of us are actually disappointed. That sarcastic spiel you just heard.
What a load of
Ellie
garbage.
And Jono, thank you for joining us and giving us a bit of true perspective on what really happened.
Thanks for having us.
Spider Spray.
Yeah, look, I couldn't believe it over the weekend, and I deserved a spray. I deserve having a crack at myself because this place got over 280,000 social media followers, and I don't know where I've been. I must have been under a rock, a rock spider.
Since
the 17th of August 2009.
You don't want to be one of them.
You probably have more followers.
But anyway, I don't know where I've been since 2009. Nearly 15 years, I just found the greatest place on earth, and I'm putting aside Disneyland, got nothing on this place.
Really?
And I'm talking about Costco.
I've
never been to Costco in my life. I don't know what I've been doing, but I haven't lived. This is the greatest shop I've ever been to. And I know you can sit there and go, oh, you don't name your big shopping centres. Well, I tell Woolworths, and I'll tell Coles and Aldi and IGA and Bunnings and Good Guys and JB Hi-Fi, all of them. This has got everything in the one spot.
Are you sponsored by Costco?
No, I want to be.
Just trying to get a free yearly membership.
Thank you. $65 Costco if you want to give me a membership. That's what they're worth. I signed up in Melbourne, but I couldn't use it in Queensland. So
did you buy a coffin?
I didn't buy a coffin.
You can get them in your team colours.
I know, you can get everything. They've got everything at Costco. I could not believe how good it is. And I got my oversized trolley on the weekend, and I knew it opened at 10 o'clock on Sunday.
Come on.
I was there at 10 o'clock on Sunday. I'd already left at about 4 o'clock on Saturday. I doubled down twice and went to Costco. And I'll tell you why.
What'd you go back for?
Because there's only one place where you can get potting mix, a taco salad, toilet paper, pajamas, a computer mouse, and also a fold-up ironing board all in one place. And that was me. Costco, you rule!
You've been sprayed by a spider.
I had an absolute ripper of a night Saturday night. I hosted a steampunk bar in Surfers Paradise. It was their 7th birthday.
All right.
Absolutely love that venue.
Great
live
party.
Music.
We had a huge night there. A couple of was it late last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was huge.
It was a huge night.
Ratings party, I believe.
Yes, it was. You know, and actually, a side note, because you brought that up, they've got live music playing there 6 nights a week.
Yeah, how good's that?
That is so good. Anyway.
We got off chops.
Yes, we did. Anyway, move on. But Grant Rogers and Nigel McLaughlin, the two owners there, they just put on such a great a night. And so Grant said to me, though, later in the night, he goes, I did have a bit of a shocker, though. So, you know, obviously they've got lots of regulars there celebrating the 7th birthday. And he goes, I sent a message to one of our regulars, Terrence, who's an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And Terrence's wife passed away, you know, I think maybe about 5 years ago, something like that.
Sorry to hear it, Terrence.
Yes, but he's, you know, since dated another lady called Jenny. Okay.
Yep.
And so when Grant sent in the message saying, yeah, come along, 7th birthday, and Terrence said, I'll be bringing Jenny. Okay. And so Grant thought to himself, he's actually got Jenny's details as well. So Grant thought, I'll also message Jenny so she feels like I've invited her as well, you know, yada, yada, yada. Unbeknownst to Grant, the Jenny that Terrence was talking about was a new Jenny.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's double Jenny.
He's double Jennied.
Oh.
Okay. So Terrence is there with the new Jenny and then his previous partner, Jenny, has come along as well. So he's got the two Jennies there. And then there's a third element to this story.
Don't tell me there's another Jenny.
Grant also told me that Terrence's wife's name was also Jenny.
No way.
He's dated three Jennies in a row.
Holy
the generation
cow.
Of Jenny.
Jenny Nation. And I thought to myself, you know what? How convenient is that?
Oh, so much easier.
And I tell you why, because years ago when I was with an ex, I actually had his parents staying with me, was on the phone and yelled out to their son my ex's name.
You know
what I mean? Like it would actually be very convenient.
Imagine if Terrence, easily, he must have a tattoo with Jenny.
Yes.
For sure.
Absolutely, because it'd be so much better. Like if you never want to get a tattoo on you know, with somebody's name, but then you think, okay, if we break up, I've just got to find another Sonia, I've got to find another Jenny.
And how's that stipulation on Tinder?
Yeah, that's good.
Must be called Jenny.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Flynn. That is the most specific you can get with, you know, when people say, what's your type? Yeah. Oh, well, my type's Jenny. Anyway, I thought,
your type is halfback.
Yeah, that's right.
You've only ever dated halfbacks.
I want to throw it out to the Triple M Gold family. Has anyone dated... Can you beat three Jennies?
Yes, nice. Let's search.
No, or dated the same name to make it so much easier.
Yes, is it a good thing or a bad thing? James, in Arundel, have you dated two women of the same name?
I actually dated a Jenny for about 23 years, but that's what I'm ringing about.
Okay.
That's all good. One of my good mates, he married a Fiona.
Yep.
And then he went out with a Fiona. And it got too complicated, so he's talking about a Fiona, I'm going, which one? So I said, look, why don't we do Fiona 1 as your ex and Fiona 2 as the one you're with? And so he's talking away, having a conversation about kids and whatever, and I'm going, are you talking about Fiona 1 or Fiona 2? Oh, Fiona 1. Oh, thank God, now we know, mate, you know? Otherwise, it was just too complicated.
Yeah, it does get complicated, but it makes it easier. Absolutely makes it so much easier.
Thanks, James.
We all should just have the one name.
Yes.
We all should be called Jenny.
Yeah,
Jenny.
Absolutely. Well, guess what? We're heading to Southport to speak to our Jenny.
Jenny!
Morning, guys.
All right, Jenny, have you dated somebody... couple of people with the same name?
No, I actually, this was like my ex's family. So there were three brothers.
Okay.
Two of them married Jenny and I was one of them. And the other one dated a Jenny.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All at the same time.
All at the same time, yeah.
I want to have a Jenny party. Yes. I just want to just meet every Jenny. They seem good.
Yeah. So, Jenny, are you Jenny Jenny or Microwave Jenny?
I am Jenny Jenny.
That is so funny. So, Jen, did they call you different names or nicknames to cope with the triple Jennies?
Yes, absolutely. I was married first to the the guy.
Yep. Yeah.
And I was Jenny number one.
Okay.
The other brother, the other brother married a Jenny. She was Jenny number two.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that was just dating was Jenny number three.
See, okay. What I like about this right. is you can get a birthday card and just keep rotating it.
Yes.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Spider, you went off to Gather Round for the AFL on the weekend.
Yep.
How did you find the cost of food at the football venue at the Adelaide Oval? Was it prohibitive?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people are eating outside. I saw a lot of people walking in there with takeaway food.
Yeah. Look, really? They're bringing it to the ground.
Absolutely.
Holy God. It's caused some troubles over the weekend, and the Gold Coast Sexy Time Paradise Beach police cops had to deal.
The Gold Coast, Australia's number one holiday destination. If it happens on the mean streets of the Glitter Strip, it happens on Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops. Sexy, sexy time. Tano done Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops. Eagle-eyed patrol officers received their post-football match crowd control debriefing.
Righto, listen up. Want you to get a load of this body cam footage from the footy on the weekend. This is the rugby union.
I have the chicken and the chips.
And that will be $32, sir.
$32?
Yes, sir.
Perfectly reasonable.
There you go.
Mm. Ooh, one can taste the gizzard. Ooh, that's top draw gizzard. I'd say whatever animal these gizzards were in, who lived on the north side of the hill.
Yeah, get a load of this. This is an NRL fan.
The chicken chips.
That'll be $32.
What? $32?
Yep.
You're kidding, man.
Nah, there you go.
It looks like a box full of bat with broken Scotch finger biscuits.
It doesn't matter whether you're bugged by bat that looks like chicken.
What? $32?
Or digging the gizzards. Sexy Time Paradise Beach police cops are gonna get ya. Sexy time.
Triple M Gold Breakfast with Flan, Ellie and Spider.